This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But what we need is an ummah of people who take on the responsibility. That's what we need. That's what we need. If every single household, if every single household took on the responsibility of their home first, and wallahi, I believe this, wallahi, if we made the same amount of effort in our homes and our communities as much as we speak about how defunct the Muslim Ummah is or how defunct the Ummah is, we would have a revolution. But it comes from us. It comes from us. You are the first teacher of your children. If your children never ever see you praying, and the only time they see you coming to the masjid is on a Jummah, then what do you expect from your children? You look at every single Nabi, every story of every single Nabi. Every group of people said, this is what we found our forefathers on. Sahih? You look at every Nabi, they said, this is what we found our forefathers on. This is what we found our forefathers upon. The people who destroy nations more than anybody are the parents. Every single story in the Quran about every single Nabi, they will say, this is what we found our forefathers upon. We are on the way of our forefathers. Our father only went for Jum'ah. Our father only went for Eid Salah. We never saw him pray. I never saw my father reading Quran at home. I never saw my mother reading Quran at home. I never saw them giving sadaqah. But I'm telling you one thing, I saw them run down everybody. Run down the Maulvis, run down everybody else. And then you say, you know, we have an irreligious community. Why do you have an irreligious community? Because all your jokes were about religion. Oh no, but they weren't about religion, they were about the Maulanas and the Sheikhs. So what you did is that you made the Maulanas and the Sheikhs the paddies of your community. And when you made them the paddies of your community, and they didn't respect those who represented the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do you think they're going to have any value for the deen? I am not exonerating Maulanas and Sheikhs for the shortcoming. But the thing at the end of the day is what you invest is what you reap.